Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Toldos, we hear more about Yitzchak's life than we do in any other Parsha in the Torah. And one of the things we hear about his life is his time spent in Eretz Plishtim. After Rivka's harrowing and trying time spent with Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, we hear about Yitzchak's successes in that land. The Torah says in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayigdal Ha'ish, Vayelech haloch v'gadel ad ki gadal me'od. The man grew wealthy and he continued to prosper until he was very wealthy. Yitzchak became so wealthy that Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash Rabbah and says that people used to say that they preferred the dung of Yitzchak's mules rather than all of Avimelech's gold and silver. It's a challenging Medrash to understand literally, but it certainly points to a tremendous amount of wealth and public prestige that Yitzchak had. And a few psukim later, we hear about how this wealth caused great jealousy among the Plishtim. And Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, says that you can already see that jealousy hinted to in our pasuk. The Torah does not say Vayigdal Yitzchak, but rather Vayigdal Ha'ish. Rav Hirsch says that the pasuk is speaking from the perspective of the jealous Plishtim. They couldn't even say his name. It's an incredible and painful commentary on the early stages, early examples of anti-Semitism. It's hard for some people to see Yitzchak's success or Yitzchak's descendants' success without becoming jealous and wanting us gone. Unfortunately, our memories do not have to be that sharp, and our knowledge of current events does not have to be that sophisticated to know and to see that we have suffered from this form of anti-Semitism for millennia. In any case, getting back to our pasuk, the Torah says the word gadol three times, vayigdal ha'ish, vayelech haloch vegadel, ad ki gadal me'od. What does it mean? Why the repetition? The Tur, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, author of the Tur, who died in 1243, says in his Perush on the Chumash that the three times that the Torah says the word gadol refers to the special brachos that Avraham received after he successfully passed the test of the Akedah. Just after Avraham was told not to shecht Yitzchak, the Malach Hashem called out to Avraham a second time and said to Avraham in the name of Hashem, that now that you have passed this test, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ki Varech Avarechecha, I will doubly bless you. And then in the next Pasuk, V'hisbarchu Bezarecha, others will be blessed through you. That's the three brachos of our Pasuk. Ki Varech Avarechecha, that's two, and V'hisbarchu. And we see that happen in Yitzchak's life in our part. In our pasuk, vayigdal ha'ish, v'gadel, again, ki gadal me'od. That is the tour. Another beautiful explanation to the three mentions of the word gadol in our pasuk is offered by Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, who died in 1827. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash, Sha'arei Simcha. Rav Simcha Bunim says that very often when someone is very poor, God forbid, and they become very, very wealthy, then challenging things can often happen. Extreme wealth that comes immediately can be a huge test for that person. Going from extreme poverty, God forbid, to extreme wealth is not necessarily a blessing. God forbid the money can go to his or her head, and they can become haughty, and they can become selfish, and families can break up, God forbid, etc., etc. They can chase after physical pleasures that until now were completely unaffordable. They're now accessible, and these people often pursue those pleasures wantonly. Therefore, says Rav Simcha Bunim, Hashem did Yitzchak a favor. Yitzchak's wealth came in stages. First, Vayigdal Ha'ish, he became a little wealthier than he was before. Then, Vayelech Haloch V'Gadel, a little more wealthy, a little more wealthy, step after step, stage after stage, until Ad Ki Gadal Me'od. In that way, Yitzchak's wealth and fame did not go to his head. He went and he succeeded step by step. And Rav Simcha Bunim says that's the meaning behind the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Samaches, Piska Dalid. The Medrash there says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Ve'ose Sulamos Mashpil Lazeh Umarim Lazeh Umarim Lazeh. Hashem makes ladders. Hashem causes this person to go down the ladder, God forbid, if they get punished. And they go up the ladder. They're raised up as a reward. Rav Simcha Bunim says, that why does the Medrash use the analogy of a ladder? Again, the idea is the same. By a ladder, you go rung by rung, step by step. No one jumps up a ladder. Everyone goes step by step. That's the mashal in the Medrash. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we are rewarded, God willing, the special bracha is to be rewarded like a ladder, step by step, so that our newfound blessings not come all at once and pose unique challenges. Have an amazing day, everyone!